Been thinking about getting into Rent to Rent 2.0 for a while, but finding yourself, you know, hitting a brick wall and procrastinating. This episode is for you. Plus, there's a special opportunity to get your hands on my Rent to Rent contract templates, plus an exclusive live Zoom tutorial.
I'm Simon, and a few years ago, I decided I wanted to make a change. I wanted to create a passive reoccurring income to support me and my family today and a legacy for the future. Fast forward 2 years, and I've managed to generate over £10,000 worth of monthly passive income.
All from property.
I've set up the business, scaled the business, and now I've systemized the business to free up my time. So join me to find out how I've done it, how others are doing it every day, and how you can do it too.
Simon here, and welcome to today's podcast. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm still on a high from Saturday. We held a Derby Discovery Day in my goldmine area. People from all around the country came to attend. I couldn't believe it. There was people traveling 4, 5, 6 hours all the way just to come and learn about Rent to Rent 2.0, discover what's possible, and you know, get the behind the scenes of my property portfolio. So we hired a coach and I showed you what I look for in properties, how to determine the area, how to source, how to secure, how to do the figures, and then of course, how to fill and cash flow. And it wasn't just me. Big shout out to Anne and Jeff, who are absolutely smashing it in Northampton, doing rent to HMO, rent to SA. So they did a masterclass on how to source rent to rents, in particular rent to HMOs. And then my boy Ed J, he did a masterclass on fast SA. And his story is he's done 21, that's right, 21 deals in 12 months with a full-time job. And he needs to be able to set up these units fast because he doesn't have the time. So he did an amazing masterclass on how he has done that, which is great. So if you missed it, I know it was sold out. A lot of you were trying to get tickets and hitting me up. But if you missed it, or if you couldn't attend, if you couldn't make the day, just hit me up on Instagram at Simon Smith Online. Say Discovery Day and I will add you to the list and you will be the first to know the next day so you can grab your ticket. Okay, absolutely amazing. If you did attend, thank you so much. Really, really appreciate you. And since I did the rent to rent agreement post on my Instagram, people have been going crazy trying to get their hands on my templates and trying to learn about the exact agreements you need to use for rent to rent 2.0 to be compliant. So stick around until the end of this podcast episode to learn how you can get your hands on mine, get your hands on my contracts, not me, and also how you can get access to a private Zoom session I'm doing this Tuesday, the 12th of April. So let's get into today's podcast episode. And it's inspired by the Discovery Day because as part of the intro, I asked the room to stick their hands up if they wanted to do property. And of course, everybody stuck their hand up. They wanted to do Rent to Rent 2.0. Of course, everybody stuck their hand up. And then I asked them if they had specific goals about what that looked like. And everybody's hands dropped. And I actually put this quote up on the board and it says, look, right? Goals force action. But action without direction is a road to nowhere. And what I mean by that is, it's not enough to say you want to do property and you're listening to podcasts and videos and this, that, and the other. You need to solidify what it is you're trying to do. You need to write it down. You need to internalize. And then you need to keep up with that action. And think about it. If you've ever been on a diet and you say, do you know what? start, I'm going to, you know, lose weight, this, that, and the other. The first day, bang, it forces action because the goal of losing weight has forced action. The issue is, if you've got no direction, if you've got no method, if you've got no sort of measurable parameters, because I believe what is measured is achieved, then you are not going to make it. So if you've been listening to this podcast for a few months, 6 months, a year, 18 months, and you're still not where you want to, take this opportunity to do the following. First thing you've got to do is say, why are you here? Why are you listening to my podcast? Why are you checking out my YouTube videos? Why are you going to rent courses? Why are you here? That might be because you want to quit your job. It might be because you want to provide financial freedom for family. It might be that you've got a sick relative that you want to look after. It might be that you want to be your own boss. Like, whatever it is, write down three whys. Step two then is to then write down three goals. So first one is, what are your whys? What are your three whys? Why are you here? Why do you want to do this? Then write three goals. What are your goals? So that might be to replace your income so you can quit your job. It might be to earn 10 grand a month so you can help a relative. So you write down those goals. And number three is, then timestamp it. When are you going to achieve the goals by? And make sure that your goals are measurable because, as I said, what is measured is achieved. If you don't know the key performance indicators, you've got no chance of improving upon them. Now, I think that's important and I think that's useful because if you do that, okay, you set a goal and you make sure that it is measurable and that it is very clear and concise, you're much, much, much more likely to actually have the purpose and action to achieve that and the direction to get you to the right place. So, short and sweet today, but to sign off, as discussed, as promised, if you want to get your hands on my rent-to-rent agreement templates, okay, they're just templates, but they're the exact agreements that I use. Direct-to-vendor agreement, example agreements you use with agents, a HMO tenant pack, a serviced accommodation guest pack, plus a special 60-minute private Zoom session with me guiding you through exactly how to implement them, then what you need to do right now is you need to hit me up, email me, simon@simonsmithonline.com, and just put contracts. Okay, just hit me up, email me, put contracts, and I will hit you back with the information for what you're going to need to do to join my special rent-to-rent contract template masterclass. Disclaimer, they cannot be considered quote-unquote legal advice because I'm not a solicitor. They're educational templates, but it's, they're really, really good. Let's put it like that. I hope you found this episode useful. If it helps you, please do let me know, and I will see you next week.
Thanks for listening. For more information, check out simonsmithonline.com. See you next time.